Tessa Mabez, about a third of the way down, may say the beginning of the line. How Gadol Omer B'Shabbos. So we have a Chagas in Rab and Shmuel and the Berachon of Shlokish, where the Tinek Shenishba is going to be Chayiv. Did we say Tinek Shenishba has a loch of Omer Mutter, and Omer Mutter is considered an Oinus? They believe it's permissible. They know exactly what they're doing, know everything. They just believe what they're doing is permissible. Truthfully believe that. So that, is that considered an Oinus and it's part of a korban, or considered a Shargah and Chayiv for korban? So now we're now let's apply back into our Mishnah. Klal Gadol Omer B'Shabbos. You have it?
No.
Samachesim Abayz. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines down. Klal Gadol Omer B'Shabbos. Kol Shechech Ikar Shabbos. Basim Alochas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe. En Achai B'Lachas. So this is a Braisa. Which parallels our Mishnah. Then the Braisa says the same thing as the Mishnah. A person was not aware of the actual Shabbos. He says, one chatas for many Shabbos is many malachas. Ketzat. How is that so? Tinuk shenishwa, the Ben Hanochrim, the Gershon Yisgayer, the Ben Hanochrim. So examples of Tinuk shenishwa, the Gershon Yisgayer. Vosam malachas harbe, b'shabbos is harbe, and chayv alachatas achas. It's only chayv one chatas for Shabbos. Chayv aladam achas, this he wasn't careful about eating dam, so he's chayv b'korban chatas for dam. All of the different dams he's eaten all go under one chatas, one korban. And chaylev achas for eating chaylev, which is the chayv koris again. So he's eaten many times, all unaware that that it's aser. So that's one. Now he comes aware. So it's one chatas. All the Vodazar Achas and all the different Vodazar that he's done would all be under one korban. That is the Tanakhama. Umunvas is Poiter. And Munbas says that you're Poiter. The Kaha Yamunbas Don Lifnech Rabbi Kiva. But Munbas presented the following arguments. Hol Umezid Kari Chote. Vishurge Kari Chote. The Torah, we'll see them more later on, the more say that the Torah equates Chat. Mazid and a shergig, in some way they are parallel. So ma mazid shahoisal yadiyah, af shergig shahoisal yadiyah. So mazid, he's aware of it when he's actually doing it. A shergig had to have been aware of it at least at some point in time. As opposed to this person who was never aware that there's an aveira involved over here. So he's not going to be chayiv a korban. Omar Rabbi Kiba says, well, if your line of reasoning is correct, I'm going to extend it to the point where it becomes absurd. So apparently your line of reasoning is wrong. I'm going to add on to your words. Well, if so, Imam Mezid, if you're comparing it to Mezid, he was aware at when he was doing it. So Av Shergeg, Shalisa Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. So Shergeg would also mean that he has to be aware of it when he's doing it. And obviously that's ridiculous, because then he's not a Shergeg. So apparently Shergeg is not the same as Maisa. So maybe, therefore it's possible to say that there's never a requirement of awareness. He did something. I mean, Shergeg is a person who's aware of what they're doing, not aware of the implications of the Isser involved in it. So, but regards to the action, the Isser, he's not aware. Not aware now, or maybe he never was aware. That's where we keep his answers back. So Rekiba thought Munbaz would be scared away with that. Amalai, hey, yes, you're right. It's a good point that you're adding. Amalai, the Berecha. So Rekiba said back, according to you, Ain't a Kari Shargig. I'll amaze it. So where's the Shargig part, if he's aware? So more is going to discuss that case. It's possible to be aware of the Veira and still be called a Shagi. That's the discussion later on. Okay, that's the end of the Bryce. However, we have learned. Kate said Tinuk, Tinuk, it refers to a Tinuk. So Bishon the Rabbi Shmuel, Nichol, because Rabbi Shmuel is Chayva, the Tinuk, Nishva, Chayva, Chatos, that's Rabbi and Shmuel. El Rabbi Yechamishl, Ulishim and Lokish, Kasha, it's a Kasha in them. Bryce says that they're Chayva, and they said, Potter. Armelcha Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Loi Meika Munbas the Potter, and now the Minin Kibunbas, we go like Munbas. Isn't the Munbas who says it's Potter? We pass like Munbas, not like the Tanakam. Okay, my time of. And the more my time at the Munbas. Where is Munbas a source to receive? Tarachas Yelochem, Loisebishkoga. There should be one halacha for the one of those Bishkoga. Usamichle, and the next pasuk is Vahanevesh Shatasa Biyadramo. So there's one term for that one who does Bishkoga, and Vahanevesh and the one who does Bavazit. They have the same halachas. So, Hikishagal Mazin, my Mazin Shahisal Yadiyah. Afshagal Shahisal Yadiyah. So the Hekesh tells me that Shergi and Mezid have to be similar and that they have awareness. Rabbanan, hi Tarachas, my Avdile. So what did the Chachamim do with this pasuk of Tarachas of his Hekesh between Shergi and Mezid? They need it for the following. L'chidim, Makri Le, Rabishua ben Levi Lebre. Rabishua ben Levi taught his son. Tarachas Yelochem, Loise Bishkogov, says one turf, one of those Bishkogov, Ksiv, Chisishku, Loisasu, was called Mitzvah Zayla. Let me read you the Psukim. In Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Tes, discusses the law of Shergeg and says, Tarachas Yelochem, Sebishkako. Beginning of the parsha is, Vechisishku Belisasus Pasuk Chav Beis, Iskol Mitzvah Eila, Shadib Hashem al Moshe. Person will forget and not do all of these mitzvahs. So Rashi here explains that. What do you mean, not do all of the mitzvahs? I mean, the Chiyuv Karmas, the only person doesn't do all of the mitzvahs. The Chiyuv Karmas in many mitzvahs. It's referring to a mitzvah which is the equivalent of all of the mitzvahs, and that's about a Zorah. So this parasha is referring to the Chiyuv, what type of Karmas a person will bring if he does about a Zorah B'Shergeg. As opposed to the parasha in Vayikra, Kapitel Dalet, which is talking about a person who brings a Chatas, Stam, for Stam and Averu. Averu Shechai, of course, but then Avera. So that's has its halachas of what it brings, and over here it has the halachas of what it brings. There's, you know, there's overlap, but they're not exactly the same. But this parsha is referring to the parsha of Avodah Zarah. At the end it says, Tara'achas Yelochem L'sebesh Koko. And then it says, next pasuk, V'nefesh Shashat Hasa B'yad Ramo, which means amazing. So, this sounds like it's halacha to any type of shagig. We started talking about Avodah Zarah, and then we learned to Mazin. So what are we supposed to make of all of these psukim? Let's see, B'nefesh Shetasa B'yad Roma. V'huk shukulam l'Avodah Zarah, ma'la halan dabar shachyeban al-zdoin ha-koros v'shigos ha-chatas, akol dabar shachyeban al-zdoin ha-koros v'shigos ha-chatas. So this is the source of the halacha that the chi of chatas, which you mentioned in Vayikra, which doesn't tell me what exactly it's being brought for, it just says it's being brought for an aveira. See that I'm learning out the halacha of the parsha of doing the aveira, which is chayv chatas, is only an aveira which is a chi of, if it may, at least is a chi of karas. And that's because of the end of the pasuk, when nefesh shetasa b'yad Rama, v'nichras saw. The end of that pasuk says that he gets karas. Okay. Now the Marsa Kasha of Elamunbas Shkaga B'mai. So where was the Shagig? We said, Munbas said back to the Kiva, you're right. Even if the person's aware when he's doing it, he's still Chayiv a Korban Chatas. So why is he Chayiv? He's on a Shagig. It's amazing if he's aware of it when he's doing it. My answer is Kagarin Shagag B'Korban. He lost his awareness. According to Ben Munbaz, a person did the Avera B'mezid, not being aware that if you do such a thing, B'shergeg, you're Chayiv Korban. So it comes out there's an element of a lack of awareness of how Korban this Avera is. So that's called Shergeg. and he's chayav a korban chatos. Of Rabbanan, shigas korban lo yishma shkaga. That's not called shkaga. Okay. Rabbanan, that's, okay, so good. So now, the Rabbanan hold that that's, shigas korban is not called. So how much is the, so we want to know a korban, now with the more wants inch, you know, really, so we want to know, okay, everything makes sense to us. We're just curious to know. So according to the Rabbanan, what is called shogeg? What exactly does a person have to not be aware of? It has to be total cluelessness that this is an aveira. Unless a person's aware it's an aveira, but he's not aware that it's a chiyuv korban. He thought it's only a lav. So he's doing it intentionally, but not knowing the level of the chumrah, the significance of the aveira. Is that called a shogeg? Is that called a mezer? Rabbanan shkaga b'mai. What is called shagig? That's called shagig. Person was not aware that it's chayv koras. He knows it's a lav. He's doing it intentionally, knowing it's a lav, but he is not aware that what he's doing is chayv koras. That's called shagig and it's chayv achatas. Rish lakash amr, no. Ashi yishik b'lav b'koras. He has to be aware what he's doing, but he doesn't know it's an aveir. I'm rubbing my time at the Rish lakash amr krav. It's something which the person should not do, and he does it to bear it. He shouldn't. He has to be unaware of the element of lav or kars. High crow of Shimon Lakish my Amalei. What does he do with that pasuk? The end of that pasuk, the beginning of that pasuk. Me'emar achas techa tobish kago me'am oretz basaso achas mimitzus Hashem asher lo yisei asena bar Hashem. One me'am oretz from the people of the me'am oretz, the nation of the land. That's one of the mitzvahs you should not do. So the purpose of this pasuk is not to teach me this drasha. He's come to teach me the law of me'amo oritz. That it has to be somebody who's still part of the nation. Prala mummer, that's coming to exclude a person who's a mummer, who's willfully excluded himself from the tzibur. So even in this situation, he actually was not aware what he was doing was wrong. So he's a shoygeg. He's not chayv. He doesn't bring a korban chatos. He doesn't get a kapara through a chatos.
Just because he separates himself
through aveir.
To do this
avera. No. He's a mummer. He says, I don't believe in mitzvahs. I don't care about mitzvahs. Good. Now, it came to this avera. He wasn't even aware that it's wrong. He forgot that this is wrong. This wasn't something he was doing despite. This is something, you know, he forgot.
It's better than
separate. So, he doesn't get the process of kapara through a korban. He doesn't deserve it. Okay. Rav Shimon Lakish. He dodges it from the end of the pasuk. He should not do it, and he does it mistakenly. Hashav miyidiyah soy may be korban. A person who, had he been aware, would refrain, and since he wasn't aware he did it, that's the person who brings a korban. Lo shav miyidiyah soy and a may be korban. A person who was mistaken right now, but even had he been aware, he couldn't care less, and he wouldn't have refrained. Shav means to turn back, to right, just to stop. Person had his idea been there, he still would have done it anyway. Does not bring a korban for his shagig. So he learns it out from the end of the pasuk. So the thing the more suggesting the korban of Yerchanan, he'll use the drasha of Hashem lo yisei asena, which is the pasuk that Hashem Lakish uses. He'll learn it out from that pasuk. This drasha.
So he can't use the excuse that he's on his own. Yeah. He can't use it. He said he separated himself. he's no longer responsible, basically.
I'm not following your thought process.
A
mummer is a person who's decided, refuses to do the mitzvah.
The first thing you said that he wasn't responsible first.
He doesn't bring a korban.
Right.
He's going to burn a Gehenna.
You
can't opt out.
But now he still responds, but he still has a level of responsibility here.
Well, we're saying that a person who, had he been aware, still would not stop.
Right.
But now he's doing it unaware, does not bring a korban. Not for his benefit. He doesn't get the advantage of having a kapora. Right? Everybody else gets to bring the korban and get the kapora. And this guy's not relieved from bringing a korban. He doesn't deserve a korban. Okay, so Rashi.
I don't understand. Is there a difference between the...
The drushes?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, because you could have a situation where the issue of conferring a status of mummer on him is a much broader based type of. In other words, I need to first confer a status of mummer on him to get him out of the picture. Whereas, like if somebody, which even if he doesn't have a status of a mummer, let's say you hold mummer ochel nevelis l'tayavon, it's not a din of a mummer. But he's not a shalvi yizi yosef. What?
That's going to be my next question.
But he's not a shalvi yizi yosef. Right. So if the drasha is also shalvi yizi yosef, he's not a shalvi yizi yosef. But let's see Rashi. The chay v'al adam sama chesam abeis about 10 lines down into the narrow lines. The chay v'al adam. So the case of the Tinnish and Nishba, so the Brisa said that he's chayv on dam, she'ochol kol yom of achas, all of the dam that he ate, all of the times he didn't know, he brings one korban for that. The bar korban shebatara. So theoretically, the Mishnah says there are lamav of krisis, and he lived with this totally unknowingly, he made many of eris, each one of those, he'd bring one chatas, even though he transgressed it many times. And uses the lashon of chait by a mezid. So use the lashon of chait by a shogeg. So we compare the two. So Rekiva says, I'm going to extend your thought process. Klemmer, im kach posel lidrish gzera shava. If you make this gzera shava of chait, the law made shogeg by mezid. The lashon shogeg by mezid. So Boba Isif Gamani al Dabarecha, I'm gonna come and extend it. Oid Ubatira im Yamdu Dabarecha. We'll see, we're gonna extend your line of reasoning to the point where it's absurd. So it can't be correct. So if according to you, Ashek Shah Isla Yudia Bashas Maisa, Tikhabeyu Gambazuchat Shishbikhaim Khadas, even when he's aware when he's doing it. And that's not a shagig. So Ramunba says, you're right. Kalshin Shasafta, the word it's a very good point that you raised. You're supporting me. And it's not only a case where he wasn't aware, it's also a case where he was aware and then he forgot. So why did Bryce say only the case of Tinnish and Nishba? Bryce said, because he wanted to tell you to discuss of that machlokes, but it's not limiting to the case of Tinnish and Nishba. And Rishlakish more answers. They hold like Munbas. My time at the Munbas. Abinyan Av Vadi Lusamach. Lenevet Shergik Dumi the Mesa. You can't just make it based on a Mamatzinu. The High Shergik Chiluf the Mesa. Because in general, you can't Shergik is different than Mesa. So you wouldn't be able to learn out one from the other based on Abinyan Av. Like the Dmuyinu, the High Chayv, the High Potter. Person the Mesa is Chayv. Shergik is Potter. So he says it's based on a Hekish. means apparently the more is, even though before he seemed to say based on a gzera shava, chet chet, the more seems to be that we don't have a masara for that gzera shava per se, so probably that's not what he didn't mean. Also gzera shava, he might have thought something else. The more says, it's, what is it? It's not a mamatzino, it's a hekish. Makik shegling and chatas, the mezin and karas. Albagavdol domi, even though there are many ways they're different, shegling and mezin are different. Akarachok hikish and karas, but the pasuk equates them. So they're equated in regards to Loch HaBiyadiyah. The Bodan HaKesha, the boy look at Rishu Ben Levi, they need it for Rishu Ben Levi's Drosha, Tarachas Yad Lachem, they were coming up with a Zorik, see, but Parshish Lach Lachon Hashim. Then it says, Chis Hishu Lachas is called Mitzvah, Zayla, Fina Mehuri, Zub, but a Zorah, she's school of Kola Mitzvah, see, Tarachas, Kola Tarah B'mash. It says, but a Zorah. Then it says, the whole Tarah. So what does that mean? It tells me, Hukshu Karbonah Shashkogus, Shakola Beiris, Lashala Bodah Zorah. We're going to equate chatas of other bears to chatas by Vodazar. Ma, Vodazar, carbon shalah, and a boy, alavera, gemura, shachai, alstan, a karas. Just by Vodazar, it says, what a Vodazar does it bring a chatas on when does a bashagig? Someone she did on the maze, it is chayv karas. Because it says, when nefesh, the stomach led by nefesh, tasa be adroma benichrusa. If you do a maze, you get karas. That's the chatas, that's a shagig. Which brings a chatas, and we learn from there to kol Torah kula that shagi brings the chatas has to bring only a chiyav davar shav kol Torah kula, and we bring a chatas a davar shav zaner karis. It has to be something which is zaner karis. That's when there's a din of shagi, the chatas b'shagi. Okay, that's what the rabbanon do with that pasuk. Now, el velamun bas damar liel the mishoy shel yediyah b'shas ma'isus chayv chatas. Munda said, if he's aware, he's chayv chatas, the shogeg b'may. So where was the shogeg? Hagabi chatas shogeg sib. He has to be shogeg. More answer, the shogeg b'karbon. The yodeya shechayv al zena karas. Al v'en yodeya shechayv alea chatas. He knows he's chayv karas when he doesn't amaze it. He doesn't know that he's chayv chatas doesn't be shogeg. So it comes out that he wasn't fully aware of the depths of this aveira. And he didn't amaze it. He has zena b'shogeg and he brings a chatas. Macham said, lo shoshogeg. Asha shagig beveratzma. You have to be shagig in the actual aver, and in other words, the prohibited act. He has to know that that's not. He has to think it's mutter. Rabbanan the bo shagig beveratzma. So the more now, so the Kram Chama said that we have to have that the aver itself. He was mistaken in the aver. So shagig b'may. How much? Shogeg yidid. Ka'amri shogeg b'kula milsa b'lava karsa b'karsa chudei. Is it enough? He must be totally unaware this is prohibited, or he's aware it's prohibited, he isn't aware how chumra it is. Doesn't know if it's karsa. So Rabbi Yechon says, kima shogeg b'karsa ha'gavash hidzit b'lav, sh'oz a karban ala karis, who bought? Well, listen, the chi of karban is for the karsa b'y, and he's a shogeg gab of the karsa. K'namoran lo yisir b'shogeg, k'sima leib and efesh v'tasa b'yad ramos. We learn out that it's and the garis is shogeg, the chiyiv karis, he doesn't believe this would get this. So he's a shogeg, the guy be karis, he brings the chatas for the karis. Lo says, Sano, there's other says, it's hain olav, only olav. Okay. Tana, always malachis, aboim chasarach. Next Mishnah says Dabas Malachas of 40 minus 1, 39. Why does it? I mean, and then it lists all of them. So I mean, we can count. So why does the Mishnah feel need to tell me how many there are? Vam Reb Yechon. Reb Yechon answers this question. Shemasa'on kulam behelam echad chay b'kol achas v'achas. That person who does all 39 with one forgetting will be chayiv and each one independently. Therefore, the Mishnah says, stresses that there's potentially a chayiv for 39 chatos. He might do burr twice, that'll go and get one korban. But in one forgetting, he's chayiv for each malach. The Mishnah says, now, hechim ishkachas lo. What exactly is the case? Mizod and Shabbos. Meshigas Malachis. He knows Shabbos exists. But he forgot that the malachas are prohibited. So the Morse says, one second. What does he mean by Zodan Shabbos? Because remember, if he forgot that it's Shabbos, he's only had one chattis for all of the malachas. So he has to remember that it's Shabbos. He has to just forget the malachas. So what it means, so being aware that it's Shabbos, but not knowing that anything prohibited, is not called being aware that it's Shabbos. No, because the shame chattis, there is, he's not aware of any prohibited, that's called he forgot there's averus on Shabbos, so that he's not, the gabi dinei korban chattis, he'd be chai v'chattis for that. Knowing there's an assay and not knowing there's a lav, he'd be chai v'chattis. So he's chai v'chattis already beside the Shabbos. So now he's only one chai one chattis for all the malachas. So he has to have, so what does it mean that he knows that it's Shabbos? Right. So Mora says, so what's the case? Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, Domer Kibin Shashaga Bekoris, Abishah Hizah Belav, Mishkachas Loka Gernda Yodah Loka Shabbos Belav. See, he's aware of the law of Shabbos. So he knows these things are prohibited. So his mistake wasn't in the prohibition. His mistake was in the Malachas. So then we say, okay, he's your chai for the Malachas. El Shimon Lakish, Dumber Ashi Ishk Balava Koris, the other of the Shabbos Bemai. So, in what way does he know? So it comes out that there got to be any of the Malachas, he was totally unaware these are prohibited. So what way does he know Shabbos? So, more answers, the other of the Shabbos. More than the other, but Tchumen will leave it to Rabbi Akiva. He's aware Shabbos has a prohibition. You can't walk past Tchum. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Tchum is the Raisa. So there's some element of Shabbos that he knows about. He knows this day there's halachas of Isser. The Isser of Tchum. So that's called he knows Shabbos exists. He knows Shabbos exists. And that's and everything else. But his problem is he forgot that you can't do Berur. You can't do Bishul. But he knows the Shabbos because you can't do Tchum. Okay, so Krash. Miyana lomali, listeni obas malachas hazarei b'charish etc. Lomali the misni arboim chazar achas, listeni nuba nanyadinun the mem chazar achas. I can count. So Marashi Yishimisan Kulan, it's stressing simona be'alma ashmina. The mission is giving you like a way to understand to figure this out. Later kamachatos chayv achilu shabbos achas. It's like giving you. There's a potential for 39 chatos. So Morris says, according to how was the case of Zodan Shabbos? Heaven shows the Chayav, according to Mishkaz, the Zodan Shabbos, the Yudea Shu Shabbos, Meshigas Malachis, then Yudea Shu Malachis, Alola was Surus. The only case is because if he's Meshigan Shabbos, he only brings one chatos. So it must be Zodan Shabbos. So what's his mistake? He forgot these Malachis are also. The Bezodan Malachis, Meshigas Shabbos, the day Shein Asuris b'Shabbos, Roshachar Shayyim Shabbos, Hatanan Enoch Chayvul Achas the whole Shabbos. He only had one Chatas for the whole Shabbos. Mizan Shabbos Lo Havi Elam Ken Yudeya Achas Mihilchus. He has to know something about Shabbos. The Yudara Bechara Minayu in Shabbos Kol Kol Mishal Yomim. Mizesh Shoga Bekulon Ein Kan Zodan Shabbos. Not being aware that there's any prohibition is not called knowing Shabbos. You know, it's a day of rest. That's insignificant than halacha. He has to know that there's something prohibited. So we should know the Rabbi Yechonon. Amar Shigas Koris Shema Shkaga. Shmishavu Zon Shabbos Bolav, and he knows everything that he does. He knows that there's also to do on Shabbos. So he knows he can't cook. He falls only a lav. Shigas Malachis Bekrisus the day of law. The Shabbos Shehuzal Alavin, or Shakul and Oshem Achlin, and he knows can't do any malachas. He knows you can't do some malachas. He knows about Shabbos, but he does not. He forgot the chorus. But according to Shlokas, Yehle Shabbos Amay Haloi Bekulon Shoga Kesav Shakolam Tetz Malachas Mataris. He thinks there's no law involved in any of these things. Okay. Some more answers, but Tchumen the Einon. The korban, believe it or bechiva, davar mishal the suk soita tchumen the raisa nino. Yel tchumen the raisa. That nan baba yem darsha bechiva Madasim echutz leir vechutza. The din tchum is the rice. Rosso, I see your question. I just want to tell you, the other tchum and tosis that's a kasha. Why can't you say he knew Shabbos Basse? He leaves it hanging as a question. See it? Yellow Betchumen, the second half of the place, Tamilari. Okay. So I'm corrected. Okay. The man Tana Laha the Tana Rabbanan. So who's the Tana which would be the would fit with this following price? Shogeg b'zeh b'zeh. The price is like this: the person which was not aware of the law or the chorus, zeh shogeg homer b'tor. That's clearly called shogeg. Is it b'zeh b'zeh? Person was aware of the law and the chorus and did it anyway. Clearly, so he makes it homer b'tor. I'm sorry. It's going on Shabbos and Malachas. Person forgot the Shabbos, forgot the Malachas are Osir, sees a Shogeg. Person was aware that Shabbos and where the Malachas are Osir and did it anyway, that's amazing. Shogeg b'Shabbos hizib b'Malachas. He did the Malachas knowingly, intentionally, but he forgot the Shabbos. Right? Oh, he should Shogeg b'Malachas hizib b'Shabbos. He knew what Shabbos, but he forgot the Malachas are Osir. Amazing means intentionally.
Yes.
He's intentionally cooking. He forgot his Shabbos. Right. Yes, it could. He forgot to. He asked, you want to cook on Shabbos? He says, yeah, I want to cook on Shabbos. What day is it? Tuesday. So he's a shogeg on Malachas, he's a shogeg on. Shogeg on Shabbos. His means you ask the guy you love cooking on Shabbos. No, I can't cook on Shabbos. What day? Say it's Tuesday. Shogeg on Shabbos is this. You love cooking on Shabbos. Yeah, you love cooking on Shabbos.
So that goes back to somebody's lost count.
He forgot about Shabbos. But the guy missed. I mean, I have to tell you, you're losing count. The people wake up Shabbos afternoon and they think it's Tuesday. And then meanwhile, you ask him, by the way, why are you letting him on Shabbos? He says, can't cook, can't turn the lights on Shabbos. So why are you turning the lights? He says, I thought it was Tuesday. Or yesterday, he says, yeah, you don't turn the lights on Shabbos. You know, the guy's like, you know. So you can have both cases. Oi, Shemri Dani Shemalacha Zua Sura. Avainidin Shechayevin Alea Korban. Oi, Loi. He says, you know, I know the person was not aware that this is a key of korban. He knows it's a malach. It's also doesn't know that it brings a korban. So chayiv. That price of that case is also chayiv. And Moshe says, "Come on, kimon bas." That goes like Mondays. Zog drash. Zeh shogam b'torah. Klomer heichas the shogam b'shabbos uba malachus. And can loy dinim loy dayan. There's no discussion. There's nobody who can argue on this. The counter to this will discuss is en lecha shogeg kizeh. That's clearly a shogeg. Hizib bizeh bizeh. En lecha amazig kizeh. That's clearly amazing. Shogeg b'achaz mehen. Avzeh shogeg b'chiyam alayah korban. So that's also a case of a shogeg. Okay. Omer Abai. So there's a parsha in the Torah called the parsha of Shuas Bitu. A person swears. Bitu means expresses with his lip. A person makes a shua, as opposed to a shua about whether he owes money or not, which is the different parsha. This is a shua about a person commits to do something, or says he will do, he won't do, and he transgresses. So lachit chayv a korban. Now the Torah does not say. That's not a chayiv koras. The person transgresses the shul is not chayiv koras. But the Torah wrote a parsha of a chayiv korban for it. So the person forgot that he swore and he ate, so he's chayiv a korban. So Amar Baya, Kol Moed and Meshuas Bito, Yishein Chayavon Ala Korban, Ashi Yishkag Belav Shabu. He has to forget that this is prohibited, because what else is the Shogeg? So Mora says, Kol Moed, so who is it going on? It's going on Rabbi Yochanan. So it's going on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, a person was aware of the Lav, and forgot the chorus, that's enough to be Chayav. So Mora says, Shvita. I mean, if the person was aware of the lav, what did he forget? Over there, he forgot the shogeg. Over here, there's nothing else to forget. Amor says no. So I would think the following: Hoyel v'chayiv korban is chiddushu. The chiyuv korban of a shuas bito is exceptional. The bechol tor kula loy ashkon lav the maisi alei korban. This is only lav which brings a korban. All other korbanos are for chiyuv koras. And over here also, but over here it does bring. So this is exceptional. Therefore, I would mistakenly think ki shagig be korban nami lechayiv. So therefore, that the korban, the person was aware of the lav, but was not aware there's a chi of korban. That should be enough to bring a chatos, the chatos. Kamash Malon, therefore, Baya says that that's not so. So, Krash. Shuas bitli. Shoichel, v'loichel, person swears he will eat, he won't eat. Or shachalti, v'lochalti, he swears that he ate, or he swears he didn't eat, and it comes out it was wrong. So chayav alei korban. Uksiv bei, it says vanilla, but he became unaware. The hanu shogeg, which is a shogeg. So by says a kol moedim b'shogeg shalom, but this shogeg by shuas bitui the nishma shalom yoicho va'ochal. He swore not to eat, then he ate. He wasn't aware of his shua. He forgot that the prohibition. Who's it going on? It's not referring back to the machlokes of the chamin and mumbas. Why? The lashmina, which had it been referring to it, it would be coming to tell me. The Maida Munbas Bahoa, the Shigas Korban Loihavi Shkaga. That Munbas said before, being aware of the Lav and the Chorus, but forgetting the Korban is called a Shagig. And by saying, but over here, that's not true. So he's not referring to that. Why not? The Mehechatesi, Bokama Korbihi, Hashta Bokol Tarakula, the Lekha Chiddish. Be korban to Amar Munbiz the Mechayev b'shigas korban hachad the chiddushu then ba koris maybe korban allow lo kol shkem. So why shouldn't Munbiz apply to this case? Why shouldn't Munbiz argue in this case? You're saying that everybody agrees. I think that Munbiz would not back down in this scenario. Why not? Rashi says because. Basim Shigas Korban is an exceptional thing. The person's aware of the lav and the chorus. I mean, the guys are totally amazing. And he says, well, the shkaga of the korban is enough. So if the average case of chatas, shkaga of the korban is enough. So over here, which is bechalal, this is like an interesting chi of chatas. Laj would be the Torah is like being mekel, allowing him to get a chatas for a lav, get a kapora through a korban for just a lav. So logic would apply that the Shigas Korban should be enough for that also. El Rabbanan Korban, going to the Chachamim that Shigas Korban is not enough. The Shkoga has to be in the lav. Amana Kolmer and Rabbi Yochanan. The Alpha gav the Baal Makomer. Alpha Pisha Hizibah Lav. Lav is forgetting the course is enough. But over here, Halachabina Shishka Gvulav. He has to forget the Lav. The verse is Gvul. Shita. Kiva the Leave of the Rabbanan. If the Nami Shigas Karman Lav Shkogihi. So the Shigas Karman, it doesn't work. And the chorus there isn't. So what is the guy forgetting? Ibalav shalah his it. If he did the lav intentionally, but my shaga. The karal lakomer b'yechem ba'alma elamakom chorus the shaga b'chorus. Over there, he forgot the chorus. Over there, there's no chorus. So forget the carbon doesn't work. There's no chorus. So what did he forget? He forgot that's prohibited. Rambam says no. So the meaning over here, the carbon b'shuas b'tu nami koi b'yechem, but we'll say that being aware of the lav is still called a shaga. The Alva Gav that Shehizit Belav, he's still chayv. With the Kasha Chom B'Mai Shagas, where is the Shagas? Shagas B'Korban. The Alva Chiddush Moira B'Rabbanan. So over here, maybe the Chom should agree to Munbaz that Shagas Korban is enough. Kamash Malan Abai says that it's not enough. Abai the Moira B'Yechanan over here B'Yechanan agrees that the Be'inan Shagas Lav, the Behizit Belav, Su Lekesh Gaga. The Halami Tligir Rabbanan Amunbaz V'Armi Dein Shagas Korban Shagas. Shigas Karman is not enough.